Venerable George teaching this week and next on Mondays, Monday nights, and on the weekends. And so we're taking a break in the Lam Rim class, but we're continuing with the review sessions during that time. And then Venerable George is teaching a workshop this weekend. I'm going to go ahead, while I have the floor, and just do a little promotions. Venerable George is teaching a weekend workshop this weekend on one of my favorite texts ever, which is the Verses of Thought Transformation. That's Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And then the following weekend, he'll be teaching on the Heart Sutra. He got a start on that when he was here last year, and then we had a gas leak in the dungeon, and we couldn't finish the class. He reminded me of that. I'd completely forgotten that that had happened. And then, in case y'all haven't seen your Facebook or email, we have a special treat Sunday morning, which is that Khenpo Rinpoche is going to teach Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on the foundation of all good qualities. So all of that is, we just, great November surprise. All right. End of ad.
Okay. Well, thanks, Donna. So welcome, everyone. Wonderful to see all your smiling faces. So probably most of you heard, but Geshe-la has requested that we continue to review Calm Abiding. I believe he said something to the effect last week of, this was a really good teaching, so we need to keep practicing it. So I appreciate everyone's presence here. That's fantastic. So Donna had suggested that we just start, you know, the class, which will be about 45 minutes, at 6:45, since we're in the habit of reviewing at 6:45. So Mamala, I'm wondering if you might lead us in the usual Friday prayers. I mean, minus, you know, the Sashpuki, we don't need to do a mandala offering, but just the seven limb prayer and refuge of bodhicitta. Did I catch you unaware? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. While you're looking, I can help us set a motivation, which, of course, the prayers are intended to do as well. But so, you know, Geshe-la has been teaching us quite a bit on the value of calming our minds and working on achieving calm abiding. And even if we don't reach that ultimate goal, that, you know, any effort we put towards this is helping us. And so we can just think that by reviewing tonight that we continue to purify all of our negativities and build up our stores of merit and wisdom. And the reason why we want to do all of that is so we can become enlightened. And the reason why we want to do that is so that we are the greatest benefit we can possibly be to all living beings. And so even our 45-minute effort tonight adds wonderful drops into that ocean of merit that will help us all to do that.
Okay, I found the text. So shall we just do it in English?
Sure.
Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. These remain until the end of cyclic existence. I turn the wheel of karma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. So should we just do the first part of the short mandala offering?
Sure.
Okay. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru for continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Rata Mandala Kam Niryatayami. Okay, now the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Thank you, Fearless Chant Master. Yes. So, I was thinking for tonight, we might sort of change things up a little bit and do just literally 3 or 4 minutes of meditation on whatever object we've selected. And if you haven't been doing any meditation, you can pick an object, you know, your breath or a holy image or, you know, anything, literally. And Geshe-la had said, as I understood it, that during these reviews, he thought it would be helpful if we lead what would be like a stage one or stage two meditation, which is great because I certainly couldn't do anything more than that. And, you know, at the beginning, you know, short and often is the guidance as opposed to long and few. And so I thought what we could do is I have several of the different ways that Geshe-la has taught us to meditate on loving kindness and compassion, bodhicitta. You know, he said we should always begin with that. And so I thought it might be nice to sort of practice those, doing a different one of those before each of these very short meditations. And then intersperse those short meditations with questions and discussion. And if there aren't any questions or discussion, then just reviewing, you know, what are the 9 stages? What are the 6 powers? Those things. Because, you know, in the Tibetan education system, they really do lots and lots of repetition. And I think Geshe-la is hoping that we will do that too. And so, so that's what I was thinking of as our plan for this evening. So if anyone has any things to add to that or concerns with that, please speak now. Okay. So you know, in order to sort of set the stage for loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta, Geshe-la has, again, you know, last week and other times as well, taught us several ways to do that. And so one way that he said is to simply use the 4 measurable prayer, you know, to set up the meditation. And so we can either do the longer version that Geshe-la talked about. That was on Sunday, wasn't it? That wasn't last Wednesday. I can't remember. Sometime in the last week, Geshe-la taught on the longer version of the 4 measurables. Or we can just use the short one, but go through that slowly. And so I thought, just out of the interest of time, you know, we'll only go till probably about 7:30 tonight. So I'll just read each line of the 4 measurable prayer one by one and pause just a little bit after each one so we can try to really, you know, feel each of those topics. And then we'll just do a 3 to 4 minute meditation, you know, silently on whatever object we're working with. So before we begin all of that, does anybody have any questions? Is it clear sort of what we're intending to do?
I have a bell. Would you like me to ring it at the end of 3 or 4 minutes?
Sure.
Would you like it to be 3 or 4 minutes?
Well, why don't we start the timing after we've finished the 4 measurables? So once we're silent, and then let's do, 3 and a half? How's that?
And Lamala, I'm going to make a request, because I've been in Zoom meetings where somebody's ringing a bell for us, and they're not always aware how much it can magnify the sound of the bell. So if you tap it very lightly, it won't be, you know, we won't be waking up quite suddenly, not waking, but coming quite suddenly back into the room. Thank you.
Donna was just saying to be mindful of how you ring it so that it, you know, because of the way that things pick up on the microphone, it can seem much louder than over Zoom than it actually is in the room with you. So, okay, fantastic. So first, let's just settle for a moment. Bring our mind where our body is. And then to help us really connect with this mindset of loving kindness and compassion, we'll start out with the first line of the Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. And can we just think for a minute about loving kindness? May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And we can really think about compassion. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. We can think about joy. And finally, may all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then based on this foundation, we can bring to mind our object of meditation. And we'll just sit together, all trying to bring our focus back again and again. And if you're like me, your mind's going to wander more than it remains on the object, but that's to be expected. It's just part of the process. Wonderful. So we can all rejoice that we just did that. And I have days where that would have felt like a long meditation. So I know that, or actually I believe that I heard His Holiness say one time that for beginners, even like starting with 20 seconds is completely okay. So just depending on where you all are, never feel like, you know, you're not getting it and you'll never get it, because you can literally just start at 20 seconds and go from there. Yeah, Susie.
Thank you. I have listened to all the classes, even though I wasn't live every time.
Yeah.
And I've looked at Liberation, looked at Echoes of Voidness, which is a great book. And I wonder, what is the consensus? It may have even been said. I may have read it. I can't remember for some reason. Can you start with your breath, go to the clear nature of mind after preliminary preparation for meditation, and then breath, clear nature of mind, and then do your object, or what?
So when we ask Geshe-la about, I think this is your question, definitely tell me if I'm not getting it. But when we ask Geshe-la, like, let's say that your object of meditation is a holy image, okay? And Geshe-la has really been encouraging us to do this awareness of awareness, you know, meditation on the yes. conventional nature of mind. And so we are trying to clarify, you know, if your object is not the clear nature, you know, conventional nature of mind, should you still be doing that? And he said, it's absolutely fine to still do that, you know. So your object could be something else. Your object could be the breath, or your object could be a holy image. You still can do the awareness of awareness, you know, conventional nature of mind meditation.
So I often have to calm myself with counting breaths just to get myself going. And then the clear nature of mind is very helpful, and then I go to what we just did. So that's not incorrect.
If anyone else wants to jump in, but my understanding from Geshe-la was that would be an excellent way to do it. Okay. Did anybody hear anything other than that?
Okay.
Because please speak up. I mean, really, I really hope that this can be, you know, discussion. I'm trying to facilitate, but I don't know anything more than anybody else.
Thank you.
Is that in order to settle the mind, we can do the 21 breaths or however number you want to do. And, you know, and if, you know, you continue to do that to neutralize your mind. And if it's, you know, if it's still negative, you can do the 9-round breathing meditation. Mm-hmm. But my sense is that to do it every time you're going to, you know, you're working toward calm abiding, and you have this procedure of, you know, doing both of those, I just kind of question that. You know, I can see how you could do a practice of meditating on the nature of the mind, you know, one or two times a day, whatever, to learn about training in emptiness and learning about the conventional nature of mind. But my sense is that I really wonder if that's, you know, a procedure to do in this practice. You know, every time you're doing your sessions.
Vamala, you're assuming multiple sessions in the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was assuming one or maybe two sessions a day. Oh. So, Susie, which were you asking?
What you're saying, fewer, not multiple, but not multiple.
Because I hear your point, Lamala. If you're going to do it 20 times a day and you've got this kind of longer procedure each time, that's going to make it much harder to put your focus on the object of meditation, right?
I was thinking of doing that until I got more skilled at this. And then perhaps I could go right to the object of meditation. Is that a possibility too? Or is that okay? I mean, I was thinking heading right to the object of meditation, which mine is a holy image. I'm not ready for that. I was hoping someday I would be. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm like you. It takes me a while to quiet my mind so that I really can try to focus on the object. So I do preliminary things of 9-round breathing, 21 breaths, whatever. And sometimes it feels like that's all I do. And then have a tiny moment with my object. But, you know, that's how that one went. But I do think you need to allow yourself the space to quiet your mind.
Thank you. I see that. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, thanks, Joanna.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have any questions, either from, you know, the meditation we just did or anything that we haven't talked about yet? I had asked this question a while back, but Geshe-la came and we weren't able to address it. So I just thought it might be interesting. I know Joanna and then Susie, you mentioned it now. You know, the book by Geshe Robtan, Echoes of Voidness, is one that people have used. I'm wondering if anyone else has any other book they might recommend, just so we can be sharing with each other things we've found helpful.
The Attention Revolution. I got that in the bookstore, so it's known.
Yeah, that's Alan Wallace, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I had a couple that I was going to show and tell. So Chun Rinpoche, you know, who has been to Kadampa Center, this book, Mastering Meditation, it just came out this year. And so that's one. And then this Geshe Genden Lodru, Calm Abiding and Special Insight. Geshe Genden Lodru, can you see that?
Yeah.
And this one by Genlam Rinpa, who is a, he was still around in the 20th century and quite a known yogi, Calming the Mind. So, Genlam Rinpa. Anyway, these are three that I've been using.
These are some other books I was looking at.
So, okay. Well, is that enough of a break to dive into another short meditation?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking for this one we could practice using the Mani mantra as a way to set up that loving kindness and compassion that Geshe-la has said. And of course, Geshe-la has had us in class, you know, we don't have to do this before every time we do a meditation if we've already cultivated it. I'm just having us do it as practice, you know, but like if you were literally doing sessions just a few minutes apart and you could maintain a feeling of loving kindness and compassion, you wouldn't have to go through one of these every time, but I'm just doing it so we can practice, you know. So the way I thought we could do this one, you know, Geshe-la has taught us on Sundays how to go through this. And so first, you know, we imagine that all beings are around us and that we're going to lead each and every one of them to enlightenment. And so we sort of try to keep that in mind as we go. And then I'm having some technical difficulties. And so then we just go through, you know, each of the syllables and we repeat it three times. So we'd say om, om, om together like that, a little slower. But and so I'll set up what we're visualizing with each one. And then while we're saying it together those three times, we try to imagine that energy is filling and emitting from our body, and it touches all other beings, and it eliminates whatever the disturbing emotion is that is related to that, which I'll say before we say it. So it's like a visualization that's going to touch all sentient beings. Does that make sense? Okay. So with Om, it's white, and it's for purification, and it heals pride. And so that's what we can keep in mind as we recite Om together 3 times. So just sort of imagine that white light energy filling us and then going out to all beings. So and then Ma is green, enlightened activity, and Ma eliminates jealousy. So we can imagine sending that out with each recitation, that green energy filling us and sending out to all beings. So, Ma, 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 the next is the syllable Ni, which is yellow, and this is to help overcome negative doubt. So again, imagine that yellow energy, light filling us and going out to all beings. Ni. 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 The next syllable is Pe, and it's blue and eliminates ignorance. So we fill with that blue light and then send that out to all beings. Pe. 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 The next syllable, May, and it's red, and eliminates attachment, stinginess. So we can fill with that red energy light and send it out. May. 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 And then the final syllable, Hum, is dark blue, and it eliminates hatred or anger. So that dark blue light fills us, and we send it out to all beings. Hum. 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 And then together we can chant the full mantra 3 times and think that our compassion is increasing, just more and more, like a waxing moon. So, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And then with that, we can just rejoice that by doing this together, we've made it much stronger than if any one of us was doing it alone. And that every single living being, ourselves and everyone else, are looking for happiness. And by thinking in this way, that every other, that ourselves and every other person's mental and physical problems are healed. And so with that as our foundation, now we can do another 3.5 minute meditation on our object. Excellent. So we can rejoice again. We did another meditation. So we've only got a few minutes left. Does anyone have anything that they would like to ask or one thing want to make sure that we do before we conclude today? Is there a different format that might be helpful for next week? Would you like to do a version like this again? How would you all like to see it next time?
I like doing a couple of at least two short meditations. And it was nice to break it up with a little discussion, but yeah, I like the meditation.
Yeah. Well, we could, if we're only going to do 45 minutes, we could maybe get a third one in if we really don't talk very much. But it's, you know, there's just not much time. And 45 minutes seems so long when I was thinking, I thought we could do four, right? So I always, you know, underestimate how long things will take. So
next time for one of the meditations, could we do the extended version of the four immeasurables that Geshe-la talked about?
Sure. Yep. And the other one that I had planned to do, if we had done four, was the Tonglen one that Geshe-la had us do last time, you know, where we used LC 97 and then the dedication verse in LC 95. So, yeah, that's a good suggestion, Joanna. We could do that. Anything else anybody would want to see? Yeah, Donna.
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the combination of different kinds of meditations, that we're doing the calm abiding, but having the other meditations also kind of serves the function of quieting the mind and getting focused, and really nice to bring in those other mind trainings that we want to do. So thank you for those.
Yeah, great. And also, you know, of course, if you're doing them yourself, you can do them a little slower, a little more mindfully. You know, I'm just sort of trying to introduce the idea of it and try to get more into a 45-minute session. But, you know, you could spend 45 minutes just on the Mani mantra, right? So, yeah. Okay, anything else? Okay, well, then perhaps we should do a little dedication and call it a night.
Okay. Is this one okay, or did you want the Shanti?
This is great. Whatever you want. This is great.
Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may we quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. We dedicate all these roots of virtue with a dedication praise as the best by the victorious ones Asganava three times, so we may might perform good works. We dedicate whatever virtues we have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of perfect pure Lo Sang Dapa to shine forever. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.